Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 95. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
Well, it's... The world is right as rain now. You know why?
Why is that?
Because we're together.
Oh, that's neat.
I feel that. I really do.
Wasn't sure where you're going. I know.
God, what's he going to say now?
I really wasn't sure. Nate, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Again? What the fantastic?
Yes. I like that. Yes. We got that twice in a row.
Wow.
Two times.
Man, I'm doing okay.
Just one of those nights.
I don't really know your names, and I don't know what episode.
It's the second shift talking.
You know what? That is fantastic.
Wow. Reminds me of back in the 80s when they did the commercial. They'd say, like Magic Johnson, Dr. J, they'd say, the NBA is fantastic. That's what they said. Yeah, I love that.
Emphasis on fan.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Anyway, so now we really bored our right off the bat.
Well, we could be where's the cricket chirps?
Oh, we could be creepy-tastic also, like, right?
We are creep-tastic.
Oh, there you go. You got it. Man, that's perfection right there.
Write that down so we don't forget.
I already did.
We'll put that on a shirt.
Well, we had a fun, awesome guest chat with Miss J.B. Kane.
We did.
That was great.
We dropping next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Spoiler alert.
Do we want to spoil it? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
we want
JB won't mind.
No, it was fun. It was a good time. She had a good time, she said. So, I think we're going to have a good discussion here.
I think so.
A little middle-aged mini.
Once we got it all cleared out.
Wires crossed.
But, yeah. Hey, you know, it takes us a while to get there.
It's my fault. I should have put more descriptive words with my text.
It's our middle-agedness coming out.
We...
Let me. You want me to say it first, and then we can talk about.
Yeah,
why,
Sean,
why
go ahead.
Messed up,
and that's your name, right, Sean?
That's my name. Yep.
Go ahead.
Don't
and tell
wear
the
it out.
What we're going to talk about.
Do wear it out, right? Yeah. This is Nate's pick, as we have already kind of figured out. So Nate's pick. Credit where credit's due. This is Haunted Mount Vernon, and so my post today reflected what Nate was thinking.
And I
George was, Washington's.
Yeah, Mount George, in, George yeah, Washington,
Baltimore, and I thought it was Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Jean Wayne.
I had all my research ready for Indiana.
And funny enough, there's stuff in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
So we'll have to cover Mount Vernon again.
Yeah,
there is. So shout out to Haunted Mount Vernon, Indiana. We're not talking about you.
That's not what we're talking about this time.
Later day. So anyway, yes. So tell the creepies a little foundation.
I absolutely will. So Mount Vernon is an American landmark. I'm reading the Indiana one. I'm just kidding. Mount Vernon is an American landmark and the former plantation of founding father, commander of the Continental Army in the Revolutionary War, and the first president of the United States, George Washington. George Washington and his wife, Martha. The estate is on the banks of the Potomac River in Fairfax County, Virginia. It is located south of Washington, D.C. and Alexandria, Virginia, and is across the river from Prince George's County, Maryland.
Nice.
If you get a chance to go there, it is beautiful.
Because you went, right?
Yes.
I mean, so that's a big part of why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you get to go inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah,
I hadn't heard any of the stories yet.
Yeah, you take a tour, and it takes you all through the inside. You actually see his four-post bed that he passed away in. Okay. And mm-hmm. The only section of the house that you, at this time, that you didn't see was the attic. Mm. And there's more bedrooms up in the attic.
Hmm. Oh, but they had those closed off.
Yeah, they didn't take
the attics are
there.
Always.
I don't know if they ever have before or they just didn't. It's reconfigured this time. I'm foggy on that part.
Haven't we figured out that attics are the most haunted location in houses?
Attics or basements?
Yes.
No, I don't know. Don't we find that attics are the most more so than basements?
At Mount Vernon, George Washington would throw huge parties and everybody that was in attendance would stay. And so the house itself, I can't remember. I should get all
my
facts.
It's like a slumber party, right?
That's okay. Basically what it became to is all, you know, there's multiple bedrooms on the main floors, but then also to allow more people to stay, they made rooms up in the attic too. So I can't remember how many, like 8 rooms up there with beds. And it wasn't uncommon to have like three gentlemen sleeping in the same bed just because of so many people there. Wow. They just passed out in the beds.
Is he giving us that look like it's not uncommon? I mean, there's a bed right over there, guys.
I'm out.
We're out, yeah. This is not George Washington's era.
No, that is interesting, though.
That is interesting.
They're all just sloppy drunk, passed out, mm-hmm. hanging out at G-Dub's house.
Yeah, right? He's like, hey, come party over here, and you can crash here, too.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. The first rager.
Try on my teeth.
Toga. Toga. Yeah, oh, that's
fine. when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, did we give up? Just let him go.
But no, the property is beautiful. It's seeing the Potomac River.
I bet on
the back side of the property.
Picturesque, yeah.
It's magnificent. I can see why he chose that.
That's
place.
A big cup of history right there, too. I like
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. I don't want to brag, but I've been to Mount Vernon, Indiana.
We're going to keep bringing that back, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, G-Dub. So, yeah, first president. So
said the Washington family acquired land in the area in 1674. Around 1734, the family embarked on an expansion of its estate that continued until George Washington, who began leasing the estate in 1754 before becoming its sole owner in 1761. The mansion was built of wood in a loose palladian style. The original house was built by George Washington's father, Augustine, around 1734. George Washington expanded the house twice, once in the late 1750s and again in 1770s. It remained Washington's home for the rest of his life following his death in 1799. Under the ownership of several successive generations of the family, the estate progressively declined as revenues were insufficient to maintain it adequately.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard all that too, right?
Yeah, more or less. But yeah, probably no, they're constantly
hopefully more
restoring it and keeping it up, and it's beautiful. It's cool.
It's the Mount Vernon Ladies Association that cares for it now, I guess, mm-hmm. is what they say.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually one of the first stories I have.
What you got, Nate?
In the early years of the Mount Vernon Ladies Association, the ladies were able to sleep in the mansion. When they visit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, one of the most interesting of all the bedrooms and the one belonged to the immortal George Washington, and in which he died in that room. In the original four-poster bed that Washington passed, I think he had, nowadays, like, probably like pneumonia or something like that.
Oh. You know, I don't know if I ever knew how he died.
I think he basically just suffocated to death.
Do you want to hear real quick? It says.
If you have the information.
Quickly. On December 12th, 1799, Washington spent several hours riding over the plantation in snow, sleet, and freezing rain. He ate his supper later that evening without changing from his wet clothes. The following day, he woke with a severe sore throat. Acute epiglottitis. Now I'm getting the cough. And became increasingly hoarse as the day progressed. All the available medical treatments failed to improve his condition, and he died at Mount Vernon at or around 10 p.m. on December 14th, 1799, aged 67.
67. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, the Mount Vernon Ladies Association say this historic chamber is haunted. Of that, there would seem to be little doubt. Many people within recent years have slept in it, and they declare that they were awed by the viewless presence of the nation's first president. They deny earnestly that the notion is based on imagination. Few of these temporary occupants have been able to get any sleep, obviously. It is one thing to see a ghost, and quite another thing to feel one, to be aware of the nearness of a strange and brooding specter. They all agree that Washington visits his chamber in the still watches of the night.
Nice. Ooh. That's creepy.
That is creepy.
It's creepy. Did you say his dad, Augustine, built the house?
The original.
And now it's been built over the years, like they said.
Washington expanded it twice.
Right. 21 rooms now.
Yes.
That's what it has. That's huge. Yeah.
And when you walk through it, even though it's 21 rooms, it's not like mansion-esque. It's not like it doesn't feel huge. Even though, but I believe they count the rooms that are on the side of it too. There's like a covered breezeway type areas connecting the kitchen and the I think the other side is the pantry of the servants.
Oh, okay.
So back in that time, so they said, you never built your kitchen with the house. That way, if the kitchen caught fire, the house was safe.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So the dining room and everything's in the house, but the kitchen
is away,
is off to the side.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And then there's a smokehouse and all sorts of different little buildings all around there.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I would love to see it. Mm-hmm. It says that a lot of people hear and see lots of things. It says visitors usually hear songs being sung near the memorial, although no one is present. They talk about the graveyard and the unmarked graves mm-hmm. on the property. And it says
that's where the slaves' graveyard is.
Yeah. Yeah. It calls it the slave memorial, which honors the lives of all who suffered as far as, the help maintain the home and harvest the crops, which included cotton, tobacco, and silk. Says here, others see dark shadows moving in between trees before being tapped on the back with nobody behind them. Says the spirit is believed to be William Lee, George Washington's personal servant.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, Bill Lee trying to creep him out. Yeah, so...
And his slaves adored George Washington because, he actually took care of them and treated them nice. And
yeah.
He wasn't
beating them.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a slave's a slave, but yet he still, it's a touchy subject, so I'm trying to dance around it. But, nobody wants to be a slave, a servant, but yet. It could be a lot worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were obviously we've even talked about where people were torturing them and he still treated them like humans.
Yes,
So then there's butlers and maids today. I mean, they're kind of they're not slaves, but they're still servants.
Yeah.
So it sounds like maybe they were more servants than
respected them.
Sure,
definitely.
Right.
And then on the property is actually George Washington and Martha Washington's crypt.
Yeah.
They're actually buried there.
Yeah.
On location.
That's cool.
It's sealed in glass. Is that right?
It was that the exterior of the crypt was being renovated when I was there. So we weren't able to go in.
Hmm.
I really, really, really wish we could have. But they had scaffolding and everything, blocking everything.
So. You didn't tell them who you were? You didn't say, hey,
they didn't care.
Award-winning sound engineer of Village Creeped Out. And they would have said, you're definitely not coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad, though. Yeah,
that was the thing that I really, really wish I could have seen. But
I bet.
Gives me a reason to go back, I guess.
Exactly, right. So. That the slaves, they said there's a lot of different reports about seeing slaves or ghosts that look like slaves around the property. And it does say there were rumors that he did mistreat them, but they said that Martha, after he died, Martha Washington was so troubled by those rumors, and she didn't believe. I think most people would agree that it doesn't sound like something George Washington do, but who knows,
right.
But they said, but there were rumors, just like there's rumors about everything. But she was so, he had ordered her or requested that after she passed to please free the slaves. And so she actually freed them before she died because she was so worried about those rumors and people were judging him and judging her. And so she freed them. And then it said some of them, unfortunately, didn't get fully freed. It was more like recycled. And so it's kind of, it's kind of sad, but that's a whole period of time. That, like I said, it's rough.
Sure.
George Washington's ghost in the yellow room. Did you guys see anything about that?
Go ahead.
One of the most recent recorded Washington sightings at Mount Vernon comes in 2006. A woman encountered the ghost while in the yellow room when she was locking things up at the end of the day. She let someone out of the building near the study, then made her way up to the back stairs. She walked past Washington's bedroom and made her way into the yellow room. It was then she felt a sudden pressure on her shoulders, but no one was there when she turned. This happened to her more than once. Only when she had someone stay with her while she locked up did she avoid the ghostly touch.
Ooh.
Georgie's getting all handsy.
Keep your hands to yourself, George.
Well, I found a little bit more information on
what you got?
The gals that stayed in his room.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're getting a little freaked out because they had a candle going and it was sputtering with the wind and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then... and then there's arguing. They're like, "Oh, well, you must have saw a spook, and it went out with a noise." And they began to feel alarmed. So then they said, "Well, you're on the side of the bed where Washington died." And the other one was like, "No, I'm not. He died on your side."
Oh, God. Oh man.
So finally, they got up and got dressed, and they didn't sleep the rest of the night. They went down, sat until morning, and they're scared by every squeak of the windows, and at one moment were sure they heard Washington's sword clank distinctively in the corner.
Oh, that's a funny story.
Yeah.
He died on your side. No, he
died on your side.
Think again. That's funny. Funny and creepy. Mm. It says here, Washington's ghost can be seen throughout the house moving things and speaking to his guests, being host to many people. It is said that that his spirit still believes that he is welcoming guests and stirring conversation. There is also a dark shadow which can be seen in his bedroom where he passed. This dark shadow moves and is commonly seen out of the corners of visitors' eyes. Washington's nephew, Josiah Quincy III, spoke of this ghost, saying it was his uncle. And then while visiting in 1806, Quincy was allowed to stay in Washington's previous bedroom. During the evening, both Quincy and his father saw what they believed to be the spirit of Washington himself. They hold true to their story until the day they died. And as such, the spirit of Washington continues to live on.
I saw that. It's a very long story, but that's a really, yeah. That's one that goes down the history books for sure.
Sure.
George Washington's ghost at the stables. One of the guards working at Mount Vernon had multiple experiences through the 80s and 90s that revolved around the stables. Because Mount Vernon is a tourist destination, there are alarms on many of the buildings, and the stable is no exception. This particular guard experienced the stable alarm going off many times, but that wasn't the only alarm going off. You see, it was Washington returning home and putting his horse in the stable. The guard reported that when the alarms went off in the stable, not long after, they would go off at Washington's bedchamber. It was just enough time in between the two alarms for Washington to have taken the saddle off his horse, put it in a stall, and then strolled to his home into his room. When guards would check the alarms, no one was there.
Ooh.
That's really cool.
That's cool. I like it.
This is from, that was from Alexandria Ghosts. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, they say there's a woman on the stairs. It was caught by an interpreter working one day back in the 1980s. She saw the figure of an unidentified woman dressed in 18th century clothing on the stairs. The figure was carrying a large punch bowl full of flower arrangement. The figure disappeared upon reaching the bottom of the stairs.
Hmm. We need to go.
And I've been on those stairs.
Oh.
Mm.
Are we just too cool?
Fancy pants.
I just remembered.
Mr. Fancy pants.
I was in awe. And not too much.
I bet.
Not too many things like you know, get me riled up like that. Mm-hmm. And as I was going up the stair and holding on to the banister and stuff, I'm just thinking to myself, George Washington
himself. I know. That's awesome.
Used to go up these stairs and hold this banister. And,
yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I know.
Yeah, it's like,
what a great leader.
Just amazing. Yeah.
You don't feel that way when you go to my house and feel my banister? You don't think?
Oh, I do.
Sean's
banister. I really do. Yeah.
Not quite the same as George. Old Georgie. He doesn't.
Just someone,
I know he doesn't.
so prominent in our U.S. history.
That's right, yeah. That is cool.
It's and
cool.
By all accounts, he was a very great man.
Oh, yeah.
And
great
just,
leader, general.
He'd be like one of those, you know, once in a lifetime, if you go back in time and talk to somebody, he'd be one of the top five at least.
Yeah. Right.
To go and just talk to, you know.
I would agree. My dad went to George Washington High School.
There you go.
Indianapolis, yeah. So that was it was named after Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be fun. That'd be cool. It gets a lot of great ratings, these tours of the mm-hmm. house. Looking at, what is it, TripAdvisor. Says, such a fun tour. Our tour guide, Craig, was a wonderful host. So glad we booked this. Highly recommend. Someone else says, scrolled up here. It says, our family really enjoyed this tour. It was fun, informative, and very entertaining. Well worth the money. Our guide was amazing, too. Do it. I mean, just tons of 4 and 5 year olds. Yeah. 4 and 5 stars, and says, fantastic and educational. So, yeah, it gets a lot of good reviews.
Now I want to go see it. I want to touch the banister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah. And, well, by the way, we have a banister, so if you, Nate, you want to come over and yeah.
Okay.
Todd's going up and down these stairs.
I get very emotional touching banisters.
Apparently. It's a thing for Nate.
I wasn't sure why you're I get really, what? touching banisters. Yeah, that's a good word, emotional.
This Alexandria ghost has another good one. It's other ghosts at Mount Vernon. George Washington's ghost isn't the only spirit haunting the grounds of Mount Vernon. Oh. Many slaves, which we're talking about, lived and died on the plantation. The folks at Mount Vernon these days don't do anything to hide the ghost stories. There's a lot of detailed accounts on there. You all right?
As I crack my...
Bam!
It's like a fight with Mike Tyson over there.
Yes, child. Yeah. So, Creevies, if you can see, I nailed my microphone with my knuckles and my hands all...
gnarled up.
Yeah.
Continue, Sean. Moving on. So they say there's several detailed accounts about the ghosts that people spotted on the website for the plantation, so you can see those. It's believed that one ghost spotted near the memorial for those enslaved at Mount Vernon stands by the forest is that of William Lee. He was Washington's personal servant. Other ghosts have been seen in the vicinity of the memorial, and people have heard disembodied singing there too, like you talked about, Todd. There is one story told of how Colonel Harrison Howell Dodge, the third resident superintendent of Washington's estate, or superintendent is what it says, but I think that's intended, of Washington's estate, who died in 1937, was seen as he shouted something about what was going on. Another time, some security officers driving the property saw a young girl on the path ahead of them, suddenly was right next to their vehicle. Woman in 18th century clothing we talked about was seen on the stairs in the 80s. Ghostly body parts have been spotted, like when a person felt someone brush past them. All they saw were feet in the bottoms of women's skirts. Mm-hmm. People have witnessed unidentified ghostly figures floating through the mansion. Aside from ghostly sightings, other strange phenomena have been spotted and felt. Alarms going off, which I talked about earlier, off at strange times of the night when there was no reason for them to go off at all. The temperature will randomly drop and then go back to normal. People have even heard the sounds of keys as though someone was carrying them around.
Mm.
Old George.
Yeah, I found one of a ghost in the tomb. And one of the workers, before guests got down there from the mansion, this happened 3 different occasions to them. They've been in the tomb and off to the corner see what they call an ectoplasm moving. As they moved, it moved. And then they've taken pictures of it and gotten like blurs and little orbs of light and stuff where the blobs or the ectoplasm's at.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's very Ghostbuster of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters.
I'm sold. I want to go to this place, yeah.
I've already added to the list. Don't have to tell me.
Sean,
I knew it. I knew it.
I have to. Add that to the list, Sean.
Oh, I will.
It's hard. I got to say it, man.
It's already been brought.
No, that was good. I'm glad we chose this instead of Mount Vernon, Indiana. No,
but
offense.
When we choose Mount Vernon, Indiana,
that's right.
That'll be a good choice too.
That's right. I don't think George is there, George Washington, but there's a...
Most likely not.
George Ferguson, I heard he's there.
George Jefferson.
There probably is a George.
Moving on up.
Wheezy! Oh,
we got Wheezy on out of here, right?
That's right. Anything else, guys? I took this for
I was like, dang it, that would have been a good one.
Nothing else on
nothing else. Nope. I said Wheezy out of here. I was like trying to wrap it up. Sorry.
I'm going to officially turn it over to Nate.
Right.
That's his name, Nate. If creepies are like,
you keep calling him Sean, though, is why I've gotten.
I know, but I've called him.
I should do the rat.
I have called him Norm. I mean, Nate.
Well, it's time to unmount Vernon.
Ooh, man.
And that's a wrap.
Ah, I did not see that coming.
That's good.
We're going to do like a guess, you know, like, what's he going to say? What's he?
You just never know.
Unmount Vernon. Vernon. I like it. I like it a lot. Very good. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to our Middle Age Mini number 95 and our interesting discussion on Haunted Mount Vernon. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.